Well, this is going to be less a meditation than a punctum, some kind of ending before we take a break. I started out my life as a writer, writing poetry. I still write poems. I'd like to read the last poem from Reading Sand, which was my selected desert poems 1976 to 2000. And just to give you a little bit of context for this, most of the nonfiction books that I write have to do with cognition and land, how we as human beings turn land into landscape, terrain into territory, space into place. Almost all of that arises from the poetry that I've written in the past. That preoccupation stems from the poetry, not the opposite way around. It's a bit of schizophrenia in my life that I spend most of my time speaking as a nonfiction writer, giving lectures, speaking about things like the cartographic imperative. I don't often get to come into this arena and do a poem, so thank you for the opportunity to do that. It's in four parts. It's called Disowning. And you'll hear the resonance with some of the things that have been talked about today. One, go to the desert. Lie down on what the map would show to be a line. Pick yourself up. Find another line. Lie down. Get up. Erase all the lines this way and that. Think of it as a poem without line, without lines between lines. Think of it as picking up a lie. Two, train your eyes on the horizon of the page. Walk away from it and everything else. Train your eyes to look down to where words fall away beneath you. Run your finger down the page and away from the horizon. Your eye follows the finger, the horizon follows your eyes. Three. Stop to look around now and then to take back you said. The names on all the peaks and valleys, the small burrows and thin shrubs burning on the desert floor. Pick up after yourself and the shadow of others who departed before you, the loose punctuation blowing by in the wind. Four, a blank page. Think of a blank page at the end of a book, closing the book and picking up your steps as backwards you go, closing up the mountains and sand as you walk off the land and out of the words. Thank you.